the making of a mogul for real.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Blame Canvas Show. I go by Cash. Today we have a very special episode. Like I told you guys before, kind of doing this podcast is a passion of mine, and bringing like-minded individuals together is a passion of mine in the community, and also just from the hip-hop standpoint, it's just finding that new fire that's right underneath your nose, man. So a couple weeks ago, probably about close to a month ago, there was on X, formerly Twitter, there was a couple of hungry MCs, a lot of dope MCs on there just kind of spitting their best 16, 24, and so on and so forth as far as the bars go, and just kind of advancing by judges as in their peers. And there was a whole host of giveaways, podcast interviews, features, producers came with beats. So that was put on by the 17th Cypher, and there's a whole host of other people that's to thank for that and putting that together as far as the cash prize as well. And we'll kind of get into that with the winner and my guest for today's episode, Johnny Storm. Welcome to Blank Canvas Show, my brother.
Peace.
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. God is good. God is great. You know what I mean? And I'm blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. And, yo, I appreciate you again taking this interview last minute, man. I hit you up. I had somebody cancel, and I was about to do it on my own. And I was like, oh, man, I got to hit up Johnny and do that recap on the interview we were supposed to do. So, yeah. So before we begin, I just kind of want people to kind of get a, you know, just a feel of you, who you are, man, where you from, and, you know, what got you into making music.
Well, Johnny Storm, I go by many names, man. Man, many names. I mean, the Lyrical Assassin, International Juan, John Strife, Skywalker, Uncle John, the UNC, Matchup. But I'm from Long Island, New York. And basically, I started rapping at a very young age. And I feel like that's just the culture that I grew up in, hip-hop, music. You know, barbecues, like just hearing music, hearing rap, and watching older people rap as well, cyphers, you know what I'm saying? So, like beatboxing, shit like that, even DJing, like, you know, so yeah, man, I took on rapping at a very young age. My brother was rapping, and then, you know, I just been rapping ever since, you know.
For sure. And you guys born and raised in Long Island?
Fact.
All right. Ooh, cool. So, yeah, I was kind of in between Brooklyn and Lower East Side Manhattan. So I grew up in New York and left like immediately at 18 and just kind of been visiting since. So yeah, man, for sure, man. So never made it to L.I. quite as much. Kind of stayed within the five boroughs and shit like that. So I didn't get to make it up there as much, man. But definitely interested to learn about your upbringing, man, and just kind of, you know, what you've been up to musically, man. So as far as the reason why we're here, the Cypher, man, when I listen to your music and what I got in that Cypher, I would tell you probably two different people. You've like had glimpses of it, but kind of focusing on Cold Fish 3, your most recent project. It was like a little bit of a melting pot for me. Listening to the project and, you know, an artist that can go kind of wherever you want them to go. That's what I kind of experienced on that. So kind of coming off of that and then kind of going back to some of the bars you were spitting on the Cypher space, man, like how does that variety come together as a, you know, an MC for you?
All right. So first off, shout out to my boy Phony Wallace. And he honestly brought that out. Like when I hear his beats, you know, I'm like, damn, like this is not what I normally do, so I'm gonna switch it up. And this is a series. Cold Fish is like a series. I just named it Cold Fish just for, I was fucking around just cuz, like, I'm like, I'm gonna just call this shit Cold Fish. It got no meaning to it, no nothing. The songs though, you gotta listen to the first one, second one, and then the third one to really understand, like, all right, the direction I'm trying to take. Because in the first one, I'm doing, it's some singing going on in the first one, a little bit. Second one is a lot of singing going on. Third one is some singing going on as well. But this is for anybody, like, you know, and it's motivational music as well. You know, I, like, sometimes you got to switch it up. Like when you rapping 24/7, people attention span ain't what they used to be. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta grab them in that way like that, and you know, and you gotta be versatile, especially when you make music. But I've always wanted to, you know, be like motherfucking James Brown. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. You wanted to perform. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So it's like, fuck it. Like, I got it all, you know? Word.
Do you think, like, I often think, like, because I've always, in my professional life and just now more as I'm getting into the music and the production side of things and just, like, just being fascinated with having my hand in so many pots, I want to learn how to mix and master. Like, do you ever, from a rap standpoint, with going in so many different directions, do you fear for losing a core audience or not developing one? Like, where's... Do you care, number one? No. And two? Okay, I got a follow-up if you don't care. All right, go
ahead.
No. The follow-up is why. You know, why don't you care?
All right. One, this is not my first time doing that. Like, ever since I was younger, I've been singing, bro, for the longest. So if people know, truly understand and know who I am as an artist, they know, like, all right, this isn't new. But even if you do listen to it and you hear it, it's like, it doesn't sound like this is my first time doing it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm not new to this. That's not my first rodeo. So, and I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? I can't limit myself to one thing. And from what I learned growing up being an artist is that a lot of people hold on to certain moments of your life. Of your music. And some people want it to sound like this. Some people like it like this. It's all about what you like. If the artist, if you like the music, then that's what you put out, you know? And why I don't think that I'll lose anything is just because it's like, I want to give myself a pat on the back. Like, I'm nice. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not an amateur artist, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for a long period of time, so ain't no way somebody gonna hear my shit and everybody say that shit is trash. Cause it's like, ain't no motherfucking way that shit is trash. You gotta
have that confidence. Yeah, for sure.
Stand on that. Word. So I stand on that. So, yeah, man.
Sure. And there's something to be said for that. I think I'm starting, when I used to listen to music, just coming up in New York City, it was that heavy East Coast bias. It had to be about bars, and I really didn't care if you made a hook. I didn't care about the melody and the beat. I didn't care about none of that. It was really just about the bars. But now that I've grown older, now the thing that I lean towards is, you know, somebody that is kind of versatile, that can tell personable stories but still keep it lyrical, but still keep it fly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Could do a lot of different things and make you feel different emotions. Why is that so important to you to kind of convey, you know what I mean, in your series? Because I went back to some of the other ones and looked at your videos, and it's all different types of vibes, man.
Well, I just can't cater to one group of people. Like, it's different people everywhere. It's people that listen to different things. You know, maybe the person that like my rap shit, it's not going like what I do over here. Maybe somebody who don't like the shit that I do over here might like my rap shit. So it's like, you know, it's like I'm catering to anybody and everybody. So it can't be somebody that be like, oh, I don't like how he does this. Well, shit, you might like this. I do this. You know what I mean? I do what you like. I could do what you like now. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how I look at it, you know?
Right. Right. So what made you even enter the cyberspace in the first place? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what, you know?
Well, somebody told me about it, and I really wasn't paying it no mind, because I'm not like, the competing shit. I never like competing and shit, because it's like, I've never seen the reason why. It's like, but I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. And also, people were asking for me that also were in the cypher. They wanted me to go on it, too. And okay. Shout out to Harmony for putting that shit together. Like, that was like a out of nowhere. That shit came out of nowhere. And I was just like, all right, bet, bro. Like, this is, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, go and do what you here to do type shit, you know? So.
Yeah, what was your preparation like for it? Since you said you normally don't do it, did you just have those verses in a tuck and you was like, I'm just gonna go with these?
My weaponry is crazy. Like, listen, the shit is crazy. Like, if you rap, you gotta have raps. Like, it has to, you know, even I was prepared for Taz. I was prepared for let's say that. I was ready.
I feel you.
And, you know, you gotta be ready, bro. Especially when you're doing shit like that. And on top of that, it was money on the line. So it's like, who wanna lose?
Right. And you know? I felt the, you know, and it's crazy because we, you know, you the first rapper to win it in her space. I'm the first producer to win it in space. And I approached it the same way.
Congratulations for that.
Same to you, man. So I took it the same way. Like, I'm like, man, all these people got way more, I would assume, way more production experience than mm-hmm. me. So I just gotta, you know, no long intros, like try to hit them in the mouth right away with something that hits
hit them, boom, right then and there,
and just kind of just let it, you know, whatever it is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Lead with but I had a whole, you know, whole arsenal ready, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Of stuff I just been planning here and nobody really biting as a rapper, but you still getting sharper every single day just because nobody's responding on social. So that's kind of what the edge I went in on it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I don't mm-hmm. know. I developed some type of hate for people I don't even hate.
I hear that. I felt that.
For sure, man. So Long Island, New York, like you can have so many. Are you in the sports?
Yeah, man. Basketball is my first love.
Okay. And we'll definitely get into that, man. We'll definitely get into that. Did you play in high school? Did you play college? Like, where did you end up?
I was in PAL probably when I was like 10 years old. PAL. I played for a traveling team for my town. Fucking high school, it got fucked up in high school. I got in some trouble. You feel me? And I basically, the coach wasn't having it, so I didn't even get to play in high school. I felt like if I had played ball in high school, something would have had to get, because I'm nice. I could play ball. Like, I'm not the best, but I got a Jimmy. You feel what I'm saying? I got a Jimmy. You feel me? So, yeah, man, that was basketball my first love, bro. You ever, it's like crack, like the, it's like a crack rock. You know what I'm saying? When I see a ball, I go in, you know what I'm saying? I dribble it, you know what I'm saying? I got it, like, you know? So, yeah, man.
Yo, I got to learn how to tailor it back personally, because I get on, once I'm on the court, like, I may avoid it, but once I'm on the court, mm-hmm. I try mm-hmm. to do things that I used to do. And, oh, you know, man. It's not worth pulling the Achilles or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my man Five. My man Five, he tore his Achilles.
See?
Yo, in the pickup game, and I'm like, yo, my son got the Kobe. He got a Kobe injury and shit. Like, but yo, that's how I know. I'm like, damn, son, we getting that age.
Getting old, bro. Getting old, man. I'm 41, bro. Like, I can't step out there without a 2-month training. You know what I'm saying?
I'm 28, I be telling niggas that. I'm like, yeah, I gotta motherfucking play real quick. Before I play a full game, let me just go scrimmage against myself real quick, and then we be good.
Right, man. So the reason I asked is because it's just the cover for Cold Fish 3. And then mm-hmm. also, you know, I always want to get a chance to talk Knicks basketball. I don't know if you're a Knicks fan or you're Nets fan. What side of the fence do you fall on?
I don't fuck with. No, I like.
Neither my one?
Man. I just got a favorite ball player. I don't fuck with. I don't got no favorite team.
Fair enough.
I just, and Kyrie. I fuck Kyrie. That's my, like, I fuck with Kyrie, man. Kyrie Irving, man. Word. And AI. AI, my favorite player ever. Word. Nope. But Kyrie is, you know what I mean? Word. Knicks is cool, but. You know what I mean? Knicks ain't winning fucking chips to seven, rings to seven. So it's like the fans, nigga, I ain't waiting. I ain't no Knicks fan.
I feel you, man. Yeah, you know, some people, you know, when they complain about certain teams, I'm like, just leave. But then it comes to me and the Knicks, I just can't. You know what I mean? I've been suffering so long, man. It's just like, I don't know. It's a narcotic I can't kick, man. Hey, but I'm trying to stay strong, and they actually pretty good this year. So
Brunson is, I ain't gonna lie, Brunson is ODing, but it's too much work for him. Like it's too much.
How
work
he's for like him, 2 years younger than you? Two, three? That's what he's supposed to be doing, playing.
Listen, nah, it's he carrying that team. That's the thing. I feel like he carrying a whole squad on their back. I feel like on his back.
Oh, for
I
think sure.
I feel like they need somebody else. Like they need some to link up, because a Knicks is a curse. I don't care what nobody say.
As soon as we get Randall and Mitchell back and OG back healthy, I mean, that's three starters that's gone. If you name,
come on, Knicks, what's going on? Like, you know what I mean, that's why I don't fuck with the Knicks, man.
That, you know, that's kind of what it is, man. So. I just wanted to get into some artist questions and stuff like that, because I know a lot of independent artists, they do listen, and, you know, everybody's at a different point in their journey, man, in my opinion, as far as putting stuff out. And I can kind of go back as much as 4 years ago, you putting videos out, you know, you kind of pretty active on social media, and so I could see a lot of different things going on, man. What will be, you've been doing it for quite some time. What would you give yourself advice on, you know, maybe 2-3 years ago, you know, that you wish you know could apply, or some things you had to grow out of?
Some advice 2-3 years ago. I would say more than 2-3 years, because that's too.
Yeah, it's still fairly recent.
Yeah, so I would probably say 5 years ago, or even when I was just before I even got on all the streaming platforms, because I didn't know that I was going to get on the platform so easily. You feel what I'm saying? And I was just worried. You know what I mean? It's a lot of worry that be happening when you're young and trying to make it, quote unquote, make it and shit. You know, I was stressing over shit that really don't exist. You feel what I'm saying? So that's one thing I would tell myself when a couple years ago, like, bro, don't stress this shit, bro. Like, just keep making your music, keep doing what you do, and you know, the better you get, more opportunities you'll get. And yeah, man, that's what I would tell myself. What? All
right. So kind of moving on to some of those same kind of questions. So from an independent artist standpoint, where do you stand right now on just marketing yourself? Like, you know what I mean? What's acceptable for you in terms of your repetition? Because as you know, we're all doing it ourselves. So yeah. What are you doing with your team independently to kind of just keep your music and your word and your message out there?
Well, I feel like I don't got a team to where you like. I got people that come with me out that support, but a team I don't have. So I'm doing this damn near by myself, and I feel like that right there is enough for people to be like, damn, this motherfucker, you know what I mean? He's doing it by himself. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't got no entourage. I don't pull up with no entourage. I don't got no rap partner I rap with or nothing. Like, you know, so it's really, you know, I put in the footwork, man. I put in that footwork, and I put in work recording, and I record myself and things like that. Like, I reach out to these people, and I ask questions, and you know, yeah, man, this is Johnny Storm.
For sure.
Word.
All right. So, you know, I'm pretty sure you rock with other artists in Long Island and, you know, kind of nearby New York. Like, who are some people that people may not be checking up on that they should check out for that you rock with, you know, within Long Island or just kind of in general?
I'm gonna answer this. I hate this because I be forgetting my motherfuckers. Okay. All right, who else is out here? Grand Millie, that's one. He's from Long Island. Spaceman, he's from Long Island. Marcel Allen, he's from Long Island. Lonnie Love, Child Lee, Azumali. Damn, there's so much more people, man. Yeah, that's One Take Carter. That's another one. This is just Long Island, though, that I'm bringing up. That's about, from off the top of my head, that's all I know. If I forgot about you, cuz, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, y'all, but shit. Yeah, so.
For sure. All right, man. Yo, I appreciate that, because, man, I'm always looking out for just, you know, kind of dope talent, people that may not necessarily be on social media like that, but just, you know, kind of actively doing mm-hmm. it in a different type of way, man. So before we kind of move further, before I get into Cold Fish 3, man, I want to give you the opportunity to just kind of, what do you want to play as far as off that project?
What do I want to play? What you mean?
A song.
Oh, damn, what song off the Cold Fish? I feel like probably the first one. Probably the first one. Let me see.
I forgot. Arabian Sea Salt.
Yeah, Arabian Sea Salt. That's probably my, like, I went off on that one.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Ayo. Ayo. Spaceship or submarine, baby, pick one.
Which one, baby?
Johnny giving game for free. You niggas better get
better
some.
Get it, nigga.
They try and say I switched up. As above, so below. You niggas sound like bitches.
Sound like bitches.
Nothing but some dick suckers. I got bread to pick up. Me and the plug playing patty cake. Uh-huh. Soon as the pack touched down, I make the happy face. Jeez. I was robbing niggas since mama was watching Ricky Lake. Pops put the lock on my windows, hoping I don't escape. My life always been about risk. I learned from my mistakes. Now you niggas rolling your wrist. Oh, we think you made it. Now niggas foreign they whip. Now you just in the matrix.
Yeah. That's Arabian Sea Salt. That is track number one off of Cold Fish 3, Johnny Storm and Phony Wallace. Am I saying that right? Phony Wallace?
Phony.
Yeah. All right. Cool, as he spelled it. Cool, man. So kind of going into this project, man, again, you said you kind of just, Cold Fish 3 doesn't really have meaning. It just sounded cool, mm-hmm. but you are kind of throwing different things at the listener, man. What was your goal coming into this specific project?
Well, shit, I had some of those songs for like probably at least 2 years to a year, and I was just like, you know what, let me just... It's time to put the shit out. I've been working on it for a minute, and I was like, fuck it, let me put it out. But the goal I was trying to reach is basically, I would never lose it. Like, I would never lose my a step. You know what I'm saying? Never would lose a step. So I could rock with the millennials. I could rock with Gen Z or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I could rock with whoever. Like, I'm in the middle of that anyway. You know what I mean? So it's like, yo, I'm here, man. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? I could get down with this. I could get down with that. You feel me?
Word. For sure. And, you know, I sense a theme with a lot of your projects. You know, do you prefer working with just one producer, or do you prefer to just kind of just get your beats and kind of make a melding pot?
Well, that, I find that sometimes it's, how can I say? I want to say easier because it's beneficial on both sides. Like, it's like one side is more like when I don't work with straight up just the producer, I could do whatever, like throw whatever I want. And that's what I used to do. You feel me? I used to do that on my SoundCloud. If people listen to my SoundCloud, I just have a mixture of shit. But then once somebody had an issue, like I used to snatch beats off of YouTube, record and then put it on SoundCloud. And
Okay. Yeah.
So a niggas was in Ewon. I think this nigga name is Ewon. It's E-W-O-E-E something.
Ewon. He a producer, right?
He did my Mary Poppins song.
Yep. I saw it. That's what the name reminded me of, because I was like, I saw it like recently.
But I don't think bro fuck with me still. Like, I pay him for that. You feel me? And that was like in 2017. You know what I'm saying? So that man was like, absolutely not. Take that shit off, or it's gonna be a problem. But I gave him cheese. Yeah. I apologized. That man blocked me. And hey man, it is what it is, man. Shout out to him, though. You feel me, man? Poppin' B. Hold up. I prefer, once that happened, I started rocking with other, just working with a producer. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's make a whole joint. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what I started doing. But it doesn't matter to me. I got projects that's coming out that is the melting pot, where it's different producers. You feel me? It's just now I'm everywhere, bro.
yeah, man. I got like, I'm the same, man. I got like four different things going through my head. I want to make a compilation album. I want to drop another EP. I want to drop an album, but I want, I want the EP to be a full length album, or do I want to flip flop it in terms of the, you know, so like every day I'm making different shit and it doesn't feel like everything's connecting, but shit's happening, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it connects. My shit, I know my shit for a fact connect, because I'm very strategic for when I drop certain shit. Like, and when I do it, it's a confidence behind it where it's like, motherfucker, I don't give a fuck if you don't like what I'm doing. I like what I'm doing, right? And when somebody see that I like what I'm doing, and then that makes them like, oh, easy. Shit.
It's so much easier, like, so much believable when you know? When you are, when it shows up, you know what I mean? And it shows, I get it. You know, besides Arabian Sea Salt, you know, what's like something that just kind of showing that versatility, what's something you would want to play next to kind of show the complete opposite? Because I definitely want people to hear kind of what I heard.
Damn, which one? The Down For Me shit was crazy. The Down For Me, that was my singing shit. I was on my fucking John B shit.
Let's see. Let's check it out.
This music is, Soul Child shit.
Down For Me off Cold Fish 3. So now y'all hearing what I've been hearing and what I've been listening to as I prep for this this podcast episode, man. So definitely you don't hear a lot of that as far as just on the underground scene. Like, so I'm always like kind of, all right, you know, this person's pretty talented. It's like every now and then I do have an interview to where it kind of, all right, gotta adjust to kind of get into the mode of what you're into, you know what I mean? It's not always about me and what I'm into, but but that definitely I was like, oh, okay, he does a lot of different things well.
I got an R&B album I'm working on right now.
Right there. Yeah, you definitely all over, all like, over the place.
Like, I swear to God, I got the tracks. Them shits is done. I got the back. I'm working on the videos. I'm trying to drop that shit next, cause I want people to hear that shit. Like, I've been rapping for mad long. I'm like, matter of fact, let me just R&B. And it's actually fire. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not
it's not no bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen.
Was it something was it something that you always been dabbling? I know you said you always been kind of singing and wanting to kind of do it all as far as entertainment goes, but
hell yeah.
As far as the projects, I haven't had a chance to go all the way back, you know, and kind of see you pinpoint where you tried it a little bit as far as the singing part, but was down for me like the first full fledged singing
joint that
you, or you've had plenty of it.
I did some shit to 112. They took that shit down on SoundCloud though. A lot of my shit is on SoundCloud. Like, you go on SoundCloud, you think something now. Man, listen, you go on SoundCloud, I'm everywhere. You be but it all adds up though. It's all good music and nothing sounds the same. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trash. Like you personally, you go on SoundCloud and see for yourself. Like from the jump, like all the way from, I send you the link too.
All right, bet. I'm definitely gonna go get into it, man. So yeah, you was just like taking it. You was taking anybody's beat and just snatching it and just going
hell
to work.
Hell yeah.
Dope. I remember when I used to be that hungry, man. It was once time to be alive, man. Anything, man. Raps came plentiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't even writing it at a certain point. Like, it was just, I don't know, man. And then just my brain stopped working like that. So, you know, it take a while for me to get revved up and start to get in the booth or whatever. If I make 12 songs, bro, those are the 12 songs that are going on the album. There's no waste of time, no filler. I thought that shit out, and I'm putting it out. So that's kind of, that's how I move, man. You know, a little slow motion, but still better than no motion, man. Who are some of your influences, man, just kind of with the plethora of, you know, styles that you have or you can deliver? Like, who are some of your influences growing up? I know you mentioned James Brown earlier.
Oh, man. Shit like that. I'm going to go with the singers. I'm going to go with, like, the R&B and the singing style first, but James Brown, Michael Jackson, fucking who else? Music Soul Child, John B, Genuine. Who else? Omarion. Like, see, and it's so crazy. My sons be clowning me that I fuck with my son Omarion, but
nah. He's nice.
I don't care what nobody say. Omarion had me breakdancing in my mother room in 05. Like, I remember before shit. I went to school. Nigga, man, that's, my son. Oh, shout out to Omarion. Who else, man? Rapping wise, Prodigy, MF Doom, Nas, Lupe Fiasco, fucking Mos Def. Who else inspired me, man? Did I say Ghostface Killer?
Nah, not yet.
Ghostface, the whole Wu-Tang, fucking AZ, you know, that's pretty much it, them, like, you know, it's a whole mix up, you know, it's a whole mix up of people, you know.
Yeah, because that's a lot of people from the 90s too, as well, you know what I mean, so.
Yeah, for sure,
so. Out of the guys that are out right now, who are some of the people that you're feeling that kind of you think represent just the culture, right? You know what I mean? Or shit, who do you like? Who are you listening to in your downtime that people that's out right now?
Fucking even Currency. I mean, I forgot about Spitta. Goddamn. My fault, Spitta. Currency that's too. Who else? Who I'm listening to now? I fuck with Griselda. I fuck with Rome. Rome is actually that's my man. Like, I fuck with Rome. So, and Rome is carrying the shit out the torch right now. Know it all. He's another dart thrower. Who a nigga Bodie Rock. A nigga Bodie Rock. I fuck with Bodie Rock from Boston. That motherfucker.
Okay.
He's Knack, I think his name is.
Puerto Rican dude, right? Or he's Spanish.
He's nice. Crime Apple's nice. I still listen to the 90s shit, man. Old R&B, you know. SZA's nice. SZA, Schoolboy Q just dropped something. He's fire.
What you think about that album, man? Like, did you rocking with it?
Yeah, I'm fucking with it because it's not just he's expanding. You know, he's just not just rapping. It's not just rapping. Like it's like a visual. It's like an audio art. You know what I'm saying? It's audio art that you listen to, and you could paint these pictures in your head of what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's his version of his Illmatic. You know,
the Blue. Yeah. I kind of see it that way too. And you got to listen to it in a sitting, and not just
You got to sit down. Yeah,
you got to sit down or ride or whatever. You know what I mean? Or wherever if you're traveling, somewhere where you kind of have to focus on the listening aspect of it, because it's kind of like, I won't say it's like what's Kendrick's last album? It's pretty heavy. Can't remember the title of Kendrick's last album.
I know which one you talk.
Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Yeah, so it's very intentional. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of songs on there. So you're not kind of. He did go a little artsy fartsy. A lot of beat changes. A lot of like, I don't know what song I'm on, but I'm here for the ride type.
Yeah,
shit,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's the same exact shit. That's the same exact shit I said. I'm like, nigga, what song is that? I don't even care. We gonna finish this shit.
Right. Word. We on, you know, and it's like, you know, it's like doing some of the shit that I like the most. Like on my albums I used to listen to a lot as a kid, you know what I'm saying? When it wasn't as much music around. Like it's when they would switch the beat up randomly and you like, yo, why he ain't go off on that? And those are like the little moments that you just, you know, but that's why you like the song, because the other beat was dope as fuck too, but then when they gave you this little 8-bar outro and you like, yo, you know what I'm saying? So he do that throughout that whole album. So I'm like, man, why he ain't just murdered this beat? Yeah. But I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people say it's all over the place, but to me, it's
I rock with it.
I rock with it. Another album that A lot of hoopla, a lot of just, you know, a lot of anticipation about it. And you said you fuck with him. So it's been almost 3 months, 2 months now since Benny dropped. Now that, you know, you had some time to listen to it, what do you think about that overall?
I feel like right now Benny is trying to, I feel like he's testing waters. You feel what I'm saying? And seeing, let's put this out. Let's see how the fans, you know what I'm saying? How people like it, how people, you know what I'm saying? And if they fucking with it, you know what I'm saying, we going to do more of this. But I feel like he got so much shit tucked, you know what I mean? Because I feel like they don't want to... Because a lot of people been saying that they should sound the same and this, that, and the third. So I feel like he's testing waters right now. You feel me? And he's... is this his first? It's not his first album with Def Jam, is it?
It's the debut album with Def Jam. And all right. And I think,
he's testing the waters right now. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with it. You know what I mean? But I feel as an artist, I feel like that's exactly what he's doing. He's testing waters, different sounds, and he's finding the different sounds that he could, make.
Yeah, it sounds like Polish Griselda to me. Like on this project, if I'm being honest with you, and you know, I'm not saying that's not what I wanted, but you know, he had his stepping. It wasn't his major debut album, but it's a joint he did with Hit-Boy or whatever, where I was like, oh, shit, he can make records, you know what I mean, if he wants to. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what I was envisioning for this project. Yeah. But this project, you know, it got songs. I think I probably like half of it, but, you know, some parts I kind of could do without. Or whatever.
Yeah, I understand. But that's the touch of the
good.
Def Jam.
It's good. It's not bad. And that's kind of what I left.
That's the touch of the Def Jam. That's the Def Jam right there. That's what I feel Def Jam was like, all right, we got to don't go the route you've been going. Let's go. Let's try to go somewhere else. Let's try to gain some other people. And then, you know, but I feel like, I'm telling you, I just feel like he tested waters, you know?
You know, it's just like they've gone in a different direction recently, and I think they probably all have gotten tired of spitting on the same type of beats. You know what I mean? Like, Westside, he had a lot of trap beats on his last album. You know, I gotta imagine they're getting tired of rapping on the same production. They may want to get bounced. They want to get, you know, they may want to do something a little different. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah, so. I mean, I'm with the change, man, as long as it's good, man. Because I think, you know, as a rap fan, man, I don't think we really know what we like until it's fed to us. You know what I mean? Like, Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you could be as
creative. I like damn near everything, bro. Like, everything is like, you know, I fucks with a lot of shit. Because you could find shit in anything. Rock songs, motherfucking house 80s, music.
80s disco. Movies and the music on those, you know, on those movies, man. I don't know why I'm drawn to it. Guitar, you know what I mean? Like, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So I've sampled shit off of RoboCop movie. I've sampled shit off of Ghostbusters. You know what I'm saying? Like, just random shit, you know, like that, and random sounds and stuff like that. But Rocky movies, man, like that's an easy bag, you know, to sample off of, man. So that's the type of shit I like to listen to. And I'm not trying to be like, oh, like, look at me, I'm different. I'm listening to this shit. Yeah. No, it's just shit I've naturally liked, but of course, you know, rap and R&B is where it's at for me.
Our culture. That is our culture. Like that, even rock and roll, all that shit, that's our shit. So it's like, we're going to be adapted to that shit. But even outside of that, you know, like, it's just we like, as black people, you know, we recognize vibration, you know what I mean? It's in the spirit, in the soul. Like, we recognize it off rip, you know, so.
Facts. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at with things, man, as far as that goes. But, man, so anything you got coming that you could actually say? So we went through R&B album. We went through, you got three different things in the making. What are some of the things? What's next, I would probably say?
I want to drop this R&B album. Like, I want to drop that shit because it's fly, it's fire, and it's me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's me. Like, it's my, that's just my, it's my style is on there. You feel what I'm saying? And you'll hear all my influences, you'll hear them on there. But I want people to see the creativity and, you know, and how I get down, man. You know, it's not me. I'm not the fucking best singer in the motherfucking world, but motherfucker, I do my thing. You feel what I'm saying? Right. So, word, I ain't the best motherfucking singer. I ain't try to cover for the anybody title, but I does that. You know what I mean? That's my style. I do that, you know? So, yeah, man, I want to drop that R&B album, and it's called Wanell.
Oh, shit. Have you heard of, you rock with Black Jadori? Have you, you know Black?
Yeah. I know
He just did something like that recently, too. Him and Happy. I think he's singing. He's singing on it. Have you beat it yet?
Yeah, I peeped.
Yeah, so I ain't know. I mean, I know he was doing something different on that, but I n't expect R&B. I think until I had Happy on it, he was like, "Yeah, I wanted him to do that, you know, the boom bap shit." But then he sent me what he sent me, and I was like, "Yo, it took me a couple days," and then I was like, "Yo, this shit is kind of fly." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's a good wanted. Look for him, man.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. That's what he gonna do. You know what I mean? Word.
For sure, man. So the R&B project to be, you know, determined on the title and all that. So Johnny Storm, we also, you know, at some point we'll be working together as a, you know, you said earlier he won the hip hop cipher. I won the production cipher. So we'll be working together on something here in the near future, a single or something for his project, something I'm working on in some capacity and maybe moving forward. So we never know. So it's kind of funny how, you know, the world brings people together, and, you know, from random things. And it was supposed to just be, you know, a podcast interview, but now we would have been brought together anyway. You know what I mean? So that's dope. That's dope, man. So, any last shout outs? Where can people find you? Where can they find music? All that, you know, your social media and all that before I let you go.
Shit, man. Johnny Storm, man. Try to find my face. Cause that white boy with the blonde hair, blue eyes be popping up with that four on his chest. But I am the actual Johnny Storm in the flesh. You feel me? So yeah, man, Johnny Storm, man. It's the same way you spell Johnny Storm. And I'm on all streaming platforms. Just find my face, man. Find my face. If the cover look like me with the glasses, oh yeah, it's me. You know, and Instagram, Johnny Storm with the underscore. Twitter is John Strife. Shit, what else? Yeah, man, I'm around, man. Just listen to the music, support. I got my own clothing line as well called Theodore Stress Establishment. You know what I mean? And yeah, man, that's growing. So yeah, man, shout out to my daughter, Luna Freya. She's downstairs and shit. But yeah, man, shout out to my family, my friends, and you know, cash flow. Peace to you.
Appreciate you coming on, man. Like I said again, in such short notice, and I owe this one to you as you winning and earning that spot. So, with that said, y'all, this is episode 8, and we out, man. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Go check out his music. I'll have it in the description here. If you're listening, if you're watching, it'll be in the comments in that description section, all that. So, y'all go check out his music and follow him on all the social media platforms. We out.
The making of a mogul for real, I've been global. I live for these moments for real, I thought I told you. Making of a mogul for real, I've been global. I live for these moments, I'm petty, I thought I told you.